Well, a Kuai caught sneaking around again. You going somewhere? I don't think so. No one comes around to this creepy old stairwell unless they're hiding something. Or someone. And since I'm the only person here, that means that you were either following me or you're trying to avoid me. Either way, you're not getting past me until we have a little chat. Oh, don't give me that look. You know, the wide-eyed, innocent act doesn't work when I've been watching you for weeks. Yeah, that's right. I notice things. I notice how you always pick the seat diagonal for mine in lecture. Close enough to stare, far enough to pretend you're not. I notice how you suddenly need to use the vending machine whenever I'm there. And I definitely notice how you practically sprint in the opposite direction whenever you see me in a hallway. It's actually kind of pathetic. And amusing. Mostly pathetic, though. But here's what really gets me. You keep looking at me in class, at the library, at lunch. Those little glances when you think I'm not paying attention. Newsflash, genius. I'm always paying attention. My whole aesthetic is based on looking like I don't care while caring way too much about everything. So, here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna stand here, right against that wall. Yeah, just like that. And you're gonna tell me exactly what your deal is. Because I'm sick of this weird dance we've been doing. And don't even think about trying to leave. This is the old section of the building. No one comes here after 4 p.m. The janitors don't even clean the stairwell anymore. It's just you and me. And whatever secret you've been carrying around like a nervous little mouse. Hmm? What? Gag out your tongue? That's funny, considering how chatty you get with literally everyone else. I've seen you joking with your friends, laughing with the barista at the campus coffee shop, even making small talk with Professor Henderson, and nobody talks to Henderson. But the second I'm within 10 feet of you, silent, awkward, red-faced. Oh god, you should see your face right now. You're doing it again. That thing where your ears turn pink first, then your cheeks, is like watching a mood ring, except the only mood is embarrassed. You know what? Let me tell you all a story. Last Monday, I was sitting in my usual corner of the library, you know, the one by the philosophy section where no one ever goes. And guess who suddenly needed to browse Nietzsche for class they're not even taking? That's right. It was you. You grabbed a random book, sat three tables away, and pretended to read it. Upside down, by the way. The book was upside down for 20 minutes before you noticed. I thought it was hilarious. Also kind of endearing, but mostly hilarious. So I'm going to make this simple for you. You have a crush on someone. That much is obvious from the way you've been acting. And considering how you only act this way around me, just admit it already. Say it. Out loud. I have a crush on you. What? Don't look so shocked. Did you think you were being subtle? Please. I've seen baby deer that were less obvious than you. The stammering, the staring, the way you accidentally on purpose show up wherever I am. Actually, you know what? Let me paint you a picture of how transparent you've been. Last Tuesday, you coincidentally needed a book from the exact section of the library where I was studying. Wednesday, you suddenly developed a taste for the terrible coffee from the vending machine near my locker. Thursday, you took the long way to statistics class just to walk past me. And today you followed me down here thinking I wouldn't notice. But I noticed everything about you. Oops, did I say that out loud? Forget that part. The point is, you're terrible at hiding your feelings, so just stop trying. I won't let you leave until you say it. And before you even think about lying to me, remember, I can be very patient. I once waited 3 hours outside Hot Topic for a limited edition vinyl. I can definitely wait here a whole night if I have to. Your cheeks are getting redder. That's horrible. I mean, that's pathetic. Totally pathetic. Not adorable at all. Look, if it's not me, then who is it? And don't you dare say no one, because we've established you're a terrible liar. Is it? Oh God, please don't tell me it's one of those sorority girls. The ones with the perfect hair and the color-coordinated planners? Because if it is, I might actually have to reconsider my entire opinion of you. Oh wait, is it someone from your friend group? That would be boring but predictable. Oh, is it Professor Martinez? She is pretty hot for a teacher, I'll give you that. The whole passionate about Victorian literature thing really works for her. Or maybe it's that girl from the coffee shop. The one with the pink hair who's always drawing hearts on your cup. I see how she smiles at you. It's nauseating. And completely unprofessional, if you ask me. Who has time to draw hearts when there's a line of caffeine-deprived students waiting? Or is it me? Yeah, that's what I thought. Your face did that thing again. The pink to red transformation. It's like watching a time-lapse photography of a sunset, except way more entertaining. You're shaking your head, but your body language is screaming yes. You keep fidgeting with your backpack strap. You always do that when you're nervous around me. And your breathing just changed. And you keep looking at my lips when I talk, which is really distracting, by the way. So say it. I want to hear you admit it. Out loud, with words, and a sentence. Subject, verb, object. I have a crush on you. 5 words, that's all. Why are you making this so difficult? It's not like I'm asking you to write a sonnet or something. Although knowing you, you probably have already written poetry about me in the little notebook you carry around. Don't deny it, I've seen you scribbling in it while you staring at me when you think I'm focused on my phone. Do you have any idea what it's like? Watching you watch me but never actually talking to me? It's maddening. I changed my entire routine just to run into you more often. I started wearing that perfume you complimented once when you thought I wasn't listening. God, this is embarrassing. I even started listening to that band you have on your laptop stickers. And for what? So you can keep running away like some scared rabbit? I'm not that scary. Okay, maybe I am a little scary, but that's part of my charm. The whole dark and mysterious thing is very carefully cultivated. Thank you very much. Just say it already. Please? I mean, not please. I don't say please. I'm demanding. I'm demanding you to say it. I knew it. Obviously. It was so obvious. Figures you'd fall for someone like me. Dark, mysterious, way out of your league. You actually said it. Just like that. So easily. You're an idiot. You could have at least tried to deny it more. Made me work for it. No, I don't know what to... I mean, this is exactly what I expected. Totally. 100% according to plan. You're seriously pathetic, you know that? Crushing on your bully? That's so messed up. What kind of person develops feelings for someone who corners them in stairwells and demands confessions? You're not just messing with me, right? You actually mean it? Because if this is some kind of joke, or if your friend dared you to, No, never mind. Your face is too red for this to be a dare. Unless you're a really good actor, which, let's be honest, you're not. You can't even pretend you weren't staring at me. Do you want to know something stupid? You're always doing this thing where you chew on your pen cap when you're concentrating. It's gross and unsanitary and kind of cute. And you make these little humming sounds when you're happy. Like when you get a problem right or when you're listening to music. And your handwriting is terrible, but you write these really thoughtful notes in the margins of your books, and you always smell like vanilla and coffee, which should be gross, but somehow it works. And you have this stupid smile when you're talking about things you love. Your whole face lights up, and you talk with your hands, and it's really... Forget I said any of that. The point is, I've been watching you too, okay? But only because you were watching me first. It's like responsive surveillance. Totally different. And maybe I engineered this whole stairwell thing because I was tired of waiting for you to make a move. Do you have any idea how frustrating it is to send out all these signals and have someone be too dense to pick up on them? I literally changed my usual study spot to be closer to yours. I started hanging out in places I knew you would be. I even read that stupid manga you left on your desk once just so I'd have something to talk to you about. But you ran away before I could bring it up. Do you know how many times I've practiced this conversation in my head? How many scenarios I've run through? I had a whole plan. I was gonna be cool and mysterious and make you confess and then I'd graciously accept and we'd... I don't know, do whatever couples do. Share earbuds, split desserts, hold hands when I was looking. I like you too, idiot. There, I said it. Are you happy now? But don't think this means we're dating or anything. This was just a mutual acknowledgement of facts, nothing more. We're not going to hold hands or share lunches or any of that couple nonsense. Although, maybe tomorrow, same time, could you meet me here again? Just to, you know, talk or whatever. And maybe bring an extra coffee from that terrible vending machine. Black, 2 sugars. Not that I'm telling you my coffee order for any particular reason. And maybe we could study together sometime. You're good at statistics, right? I'm terrible at it. Not that I need your help or anything. I just thought you might want to feel useful. Or maybe we could work something out right here. So you don't have to miss me too much. Just lean against that wall. Not a word. You've had your turn to talk. That's my turn to listen in my own way. Good. Keep your hands right there. And whatever you do, don't make a single sound. The acoustics in here are a nightmare. One little moan, and it'll echo all the way to the faculty lounge. See? I know you were tense. Your whole body's wound up. Let me help you with that. There you go. Just relax. Let me take care of you. You taste like victory. And a little like that cheap coffee you drink. But mostly victory. You're like... legs are shaking. I'm trying to stay quiet for me. That's so sweet. So difficult, I know. But you're doing so well. Just focus on my mouth. On my tongue. Nothing else exists right now. Oh, what's that? A little gasp. Shh, careful. Someone might hear you. They might find us. They might see you like this. Completely at my mercy. Would you like that? I can feel you getting closer. Don't fight it. Just let it happen. Let me have this. Let me have you. Oh, shit, wait. Stop breathing so loud. There's someone on the floor above. Looking for a storage closet, I think. Don't move. A single sound and this gets very, very complicated. They're moving away. But you're still on the edge, aren't you? All wound up from almost getting caught. Poor thing. Let's finish this. Quickly. Before anyone else decides to explore. Go on. For me. Let me feel you lose control. I wanna taste that. Yes, that's it. Yes, just like that. Wow, let go. I've got you. There. All done. See how good it can be when you're quiet. Now get yourself together. We're leaving. Separately. And you? You're gonna think about this every time you see me in lecture.